This is Mark with safedaytrading.org. And if you'd like to get free information on how to safely trade day trading activities, stop in and get free information at safedaytrading.org. Again, that's safedaytrading.org. Hello, fellow traders. Today is 5/28. It is a Thursday, I guess. Yeah, it's moving along pretty fast this week. Well, we had that day off on Monday. Anyway, it's 5/28 and it's 2020. Let's talk about what's happening today in the marketplace. The Dow's down around 100 points. According to the news media, it's the tensions created between the U.S. and China. I'm not so sure. I think that there might be a little profit taking in here because the market's been climbing. It's now over 2,500 or 25,000. Close to 25,500, and I think it's going to continue to go up. You know, people are starting to get around. The world is opening up, and I think it's going to be a good deal. So, again, the market's going to continue to climb. Oil is still at 33.60. I don't understand why it's not climbing yet, but maybe it's just taking a little time to go through all that extra oil that's been sitting around everywhere. They got to get through that. Gold is at 1732. Again, it's in that 1700 to 1750 range. I think it's going to continue to drift there until some direction. I think it's Friday, tomorrow, that the U.S. and China get together and try and work something out. We'll have to see. I don't expect China to give too much up now. They're too close to the election, and they want to see what's going to happen if the Democrats can take over. I just don't think they're just going to play for time. So one of the things I want to talk about today is I want to talk about options. And really a question or a statement that was made to me a couple of days ago about naked buys. And I'll explain a little bit about naked buys. But what I want to talk about first is, let's cover a couple things here. There's two types of stock options. There's a call and a put. And let me just read to you what they are. Call option gives the buyer the right to buy the underlying stock, while a put option gives the buyer the right to sell the underlying stock. It's a little confusing, but what it means is that if you buy a call option, you believe the underlying stock will go up. And if you buy a put option, you believe that the underlying stock will go down, okay? So that's the first thing. Now, a naked buy is, well, there are all kinds of different things. There's all kinds of different scenarios that you can create. Iron butterflies, iron condors, butterflies. I mean, there's just a whole kind of mishmash of option trading that you can do. And the real key is to keep down the risk. But one of the points I want to make is if you buy an option or if you buy a put, the only money that you're going to lose will be the money that it cost you to buy that option. Okay? So if you buy an option for either way, buy a put or a call, let's say you buy an option for a dollar. Now remember that when I say a dollar, each contract that when you purchase an option, you're purchasing a contract of 100 shares, okay? So if you spend a dollar, you're spending, $100? Yeah, $100 for that option, okay? So if it goes down 50 cents, then, you're down 50 cents. But the point is that if you, as a naked buy, as a naked buy, either a call or a put, you're only going to lose what you invest in the market. So if you put in $100 for one contract, and it goes completely against you, you're just out $100, okay? So remember that. It's very important. Now, if you sell a put or sell a call, then you're opening yourselves up for a lot more risk, okay? So we at Safe Day teach you to buy a naked option, and that is you're going to buy a call or you're going to buy a put, and the worst you can do is lose that $100 for that $1 option that you bought at 100 shares, okay? And that's really what we want to do, is we want to protect you. Now, you also have to recognize that there are going to be movements, okay? Typically, in the first 15 to 20 minutes that the option market opens up, you're probably looking at some kind of profit taking. Something moved. Remember that an option's open from, I think it's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time until 6 o'clock the next day, Monday through Saturday. Okay, so remember that, because if there's a whole movement up, let's say it gaps up, which means it takes a big jump up or a big jump down during the non-trading hours, that when the trading hours open up, they may try to take profits. So if it goes in one direction in that first 15 to 30 minutes, it may go in the opposite direction as people trying to sell the options that they have to make some money. So anyway, I just want to make those points clear, because I was talking to a couple of people, and they were thinking that if they had multiple stocks, multiple option methodology, an iron condor, you could have six or seven different option trades within that setup. And people have been told that your risk is lower, but the point is that you're also spending, well, you're spending six or seven commission, you're buying six or seven commissions on that, so it gets pretty spendy. And so that's why I like a naked buy, okay? Naked buy on a call or a naked buy on a put. And that way I know what my risk is, okay? So I thought I'd share that with you today, and talk to you later. Hey everybody, I want to mention too that we have a YouTube site called Safe Day Trading, which we show you trades that we make with the techniques that we use. You can also send me questions that you might have at mark@safedaytrading.org. Anyway, talk to you later.